Welcome to the AMD GPU Daily, where we dive deep into the latest developments in the world of AMD GPUs, machine learning, and everything in between. Today, we have a packed episode for you, featuring a range of exciting topics from driver updates to significant architectural anniversaries. So, let's jump right in. Quick headline overview. 1. Linux 7.1 update. AMD and Valve are enhancing the experience for Kaveri and Kabini APU users with the upcoming Linux 7.1 release, making the AMD GPU driver the default. 2. Mesa 26.1 features. The new Mesa 26.1 release will simplify GPU reset simulations through its LLVM pipe driver, aiding developers in testing their applications. 3. NVIDIA Pascal Anniversary. Today marks 10 years since the launch of NVIDIA's Pascal architecture, a pivotal moment that transformed the GPU landscape, especially in AI and data centers. 4. Apple eGPU support. Apple has approved drivers that allow AMD and NVIDIA eGPUs to run on Mac, specifically designed for AI workloads, though this has disappointed some gamers. Deep dive into each topic. Linux 7.1 update. Let's start with the Linux 7.1 update. This is a significant development for users of AMD's GCN 1.1 C Islands APUs, including Kaveri and Kabini. With the upcoming Linux kernel release, the AMD GPU driver will now be enabled by default for these older APUs, moving away from the legacy Radeon DRM driver. This change is monumental as it brings several performance improvements and enhanced features. The transition to the AMD GPU driver means that users can expect better performance metrics and out-of-the-box support for RadV Vulkan, which is crucial for developers working on Vulkan-based applications. This shift completes the transition for all GCN 1.0 and 1.1 hardware to the AMD GPU driver, which had been in the works for quite some time. Timur Kristoff from the Valve Linux graphics team has been instrumental in this transition, ensuring that feature parity has been achieved for these older GPUs' APUs. The updates also include an audio regression fix, GPU partition updates, and new configuration options for profiling, all of which enhance the overall user experience. Mesa 26.1 features. Next up, we have Mesa 26.1, which is set to introduce a rather intriguing feature, the ability to simulate a GPU reset using the LLVM pipe software driver. This may seem like a small addition, but it holds significant implications for developers, particularly those working on Wayland compositors or other applications that rely on GPU stability. By setting the LP context reset file environment variable, developers can easily trigger an emulated GPU reset. This hardware-independent method allows for straightforward testing of how software behaves in the event of a GPU reset, which is crucial for ensuring robustness in production environments. It's a clever solution that underscores the ongoing evolution of Mesa as a versatile platform for GPU development. NVIDIA Pascal Anniversary. Turning our attention to NVIDIA, today marks the 10th anniversary of the Pascal architecture, which debuted with the Tesla P100 GPU. This architecture was groundbreaking, introducing several architectural breakthroughs that set the stage for NVIDIA's dominance in both gaming and AI workloads. The Pascal architecture was notable for its efficiency and performance, boasting over a 12x increase in neural network training performance over its predecessor, the Maxwell architecture. For gamers, the first taste of Pascal came with the GTX 1080, which was hailed as a game changer for 4K gaming and VR. However, as we reflect on this anniversary, it's essential to recognize how NVIDIA's focus has shifted significantly towards AI and data centers over the past decade. This transition has left some gamers feeling sidelined as the company increasingly prioritizes enterprise solutions over consumer gaming products. Apple eGPU support. Lastly, let's discuss Apple's recent approval of drivers that enable AMD and NVIDIA eGPUs to function on Mac systems. This is particularly exciting for those in the AI space, as the drivers are designed for AI workloads rather than gaming. This means users can leverage the power of external GPUs for tasks like LLM processing without the need for cumbersome workarounds. However, this has led to disappointment among gamers who were hoping for a more balanced approach to gaming and professional workloads. The drivers are straightforward to install, but the focus on AI means that gaming enthusiasts might still need to invest in dedicated gaming hardware. Interestingly, This eGPU support comes at a time when high-end Apple devices are seeing increased demand, driven by the rise of AI applications. The shortage of Macs with substantial unified memory highlights the growing importance of these machines in the AI landscape. Closing thought. As we look to the future, it's clear that the GPU landscape continues to evolve rapidly, with AMD and NVIDIA both pushing the boundaries of what's possible in AI, gaming, and beyond. The advancements in Linux support for AMD GPUs and the innovative features in Mesa highlight the collaborative efforts within the open source community to enhance GPU usability. Meanwhile, NVIDIA's Pascal anniversary serves as a reminder of how quickly technology can shift focus, and Apple's foray into EPU support underscores the growing intersection of AI and consumer hardware. Stay tuned for more updates as we continue to explore the exciting world of GPUs and the technologies that drive them. Until next time.